Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Rebecca Green. I'm joined in the studio now by WBOI's Zach Bernard. Zach is here to catch us up on what happened in the month of February in local news. Zach, the mayor gave his State of the City address early last month. What did he cover?
Well, Mayor Tom Henry, at this point, we kind of already know what his talking points are going to be. We hear the word momentum a lot of discussions on forward and upward movement. And in a lot of cases like development, that's certainly a true thing. We also do get the occasional nugget of a policy proposal or two that we might see throughout the course of the calendar year. Given the fact that it's an election year, we saw one that saw quite a bit of bipartisan support, at least in the immediate aftermath of the State of the City speech, and that was property tax abatements for residents, which basically asked the question, if we're offering tax abatements to businesses, why shouldn't we offer those to the people who live here? It has received bipartisan support in the sense that they like the concept, but we still don't have a full proposal yet. We're a few months away from that, but that'll be something we can expect to hear more about as the summer comes along and the weather warms up.
Has there been any other discussion on council or at the city about the trash situation?
It seems like a never-ending thing. We have heard that numbers are down as far as missed and late pickups. Some council members will be quick to mention that there is a problem with that, as sometimes a neighborhood president will call on behalf of everybody, so that counts pretty much as one missed pickup, even though that might be a magnitude of people. There are other issues within the contract as to how one miss could be defined, and several council members have pointed that out. So that has led city council to say, hey, we're still getting phone calls. We're still getting feedback. This is still stressful for us. We would like to hire a liaison in a part-time job within the solid waste department of the city of Fort Wayne to sort of take those calls and update city council on what's happening and, you know, just sort of work as an in-between between the city and city council. That proposal was rebuffed by the solid waste department, informing council that they believe calling 311 and having council mediate that situation continues to be the right way to go. So again, it's a situation that doesn't seem to want to die anytime soon, or will for that matter.
Do you think garbage collection is going to become an election issue?
Well, we've talked about that over the last year or so as the problems have come up and persisted, and it'll be interesting to see if it does, because, you know, it could be reported that the numbers are better, but some individuals on council are saying that it's not. And with the whole liaison situation and the fact that there's a little bit of disagreement happening there, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays. So we'll see what happens with that, but it's still a bit too early to tell.
Do you think it's going to be an election year issue?
I think it could be. I think the fact that it's coming up on city council shows that it will continue to be an election issue, because we can't ignore the fact that at-large body president is Republican John Crawford, who is also running in the Republican primary for mayor, who is looking to face off against Democratic Mayor Tom Henry in the general election in November. So you sort of have to weigh those considerations. And even if Crawford is working in his, you know, duty as body president, you wonder how much of that plays into it as well.
What's the status of the legacy fund spending? There's been meetings all over, There's been a number of meetings over the last few months to determine what they're going to do with the money. There was discussion about some money going to Science Central. Where does that stand?
Yeah, so Science Central was awarded $500,000 from the Legacy Committee for a planetarium. Now that goes on to City Council for final approval, so that funding hasn't been officially rewarded just yet. But what was more interesting about that legacy conversation was the sort of disagreements that came up between board members as to how a project is defined as legacy worthy. And some board members even mentioned that for 5 years, the committee has been open and some questions had never been openly asked. So there seems to be a lot of confusion now as to what the legacy committee's role is going to be as a fiduciary body with the city of Fort Wayne, how much money they should be approving, what projects they should be looking into and supporting. And so, considering we see legacy meetings every few months, it'll be interesting to see if this has resolved itself or if these topics will continue to come up the next time we see this body meet.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch base about a project that has been kind of in the works for about a year. It's connected to riverfront development, but it's a private project, and it involves the historic Cambrai building, which was located right in the middle of where the city was tearing everything up. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to that building and what the plans are for that building?
So that building was actually purchased by Don Hall's Restaurants to turn that into a Don Hall's Restaurant location. Of course, that didn't answer the question of that being within the path of demolishing and construction and things like that. So it was actually Don Hall's Restaurants that physically moved the entire building from its original location where the Cambrai building was over to where its new location will be. And to sort of paint a picture, it was this old building, brick building, on a truck that had about 56 wheels on it, and it was just moved on over. And you hear about this happening a lot. Sometimes you'll drive and you'll see trailer parks on trucks. It's not uncommon that a building would move, but to see such a massive structure moved into its new location like that physically in the course of one day, it was a pretty amazing experience. And it's only the first phase of renovations. That's going to become a bigger restaurant renovation project as time goes on. But that was a very interesting first phase of it.
Zach, thank you so much for coming by WBOI Presents. And thank you for the work you do covering the city of Fort Wayne.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.